Project manager. Any of you folks been a project manager in charge of a major project? Typically, at some point in time, your people fail you, or that you don't have all the resources you need. And that's what Zerubbabel's problem. He didn't have all the resources, both the physical resources, nor the people to do the building. So he's feeling really depressed and really despondent. So Zechariah is then supposed to instruct Zerubbabel and say, hey, it's not going to be on your back or anybody else's back. It's going to be God's problem. He will do this by the Spirit. I like to say that the Holy Spirit doesn't say that. But how do we think about that? And then he describes and gives them this whole imagery. We got the lampstands. What do we got over here? Olive trees. We got over here another olive tree. And then what does the last part of the text say? The last part of the text says what? Let me get it so I read it right, if I can find it. These are the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the Horde. So these people over here, this olive tree, number one, is Zechariah. The second person over here, the pillar, was Haggai. Zerubbabel had not one, but two prophets in his corner. Two people helping him. So it was not good enough to have just one prophet. He had another prophet. How important is it in our lives when we see those kinds of things? Yesterday, about 5 o'clock, I get a phone call from my youngest son. Dad! Yeah? You know, we thought I was going to be living in Portland for 6 months. Yeah? That ain't a happening thing. Okay. He goes, I'm either going to be moved to Vallejo, California, or I'm going to be moved to Federal Way. Oh, okay. I'm thinking this is going to be a month or 6 weeks. I go, and when is your assignment due? He said, I need to be there no later than the 16th of April. Preferably, I'll be there on the 9th. He goes, that ain't going to happen. That's, you know, he's a good Christian boy. He's a Lutheran. The 9th, of course, is what? Easter. They go, oh, yeah. And the people he works for, you know, they said, we understand it. You got religious things to do. And he goes, I was hoping to see my dad. So things change in our world, don't they? Unexpected things happen. Did the temple get built? Yeah, it did. It did. In the most amazing ways. Well, I won't be here to tell you the balance of that, but you need to read the story there. But how important in our lives? Don't things happen sometimes which are strange and wonderful and marvelous? And yet sometimes unexplainable. I was reading as I was getting robed. You have a nice little flyer out there about, you got Palm Sunday, you got Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, you got Easter. We're having a breakfast at our church. We'll see how that works out. Somebody was saying, you folks aren't doing a breakfast this year, but doing something different. I have to hear about that from Pastor Lucky. How important is it when we come to the end of the Lenten season, we have so many wonderful things to look forward to. I don't know if you folks do it. In my church, we typically, during the Lenten season, we try not to use the A word, the Alleluia word, too often. And then on Easter, we have the unfolding of the Alleluia, you know, the Paschal candle comes back and we enjoy all that. We sing all those great hymns, Jesus Christ is risen today, and all those kinds of things. What a joy that is, that we have that story to tell of Jesus Christ risen and died for us. So when things like, Dad, I got to move in the next 2 weeks, come on our lives, or I just had another person very recently. She was up in Canada taking care of a grandchild. She gets flown all around Canada, eventually comes home. And she was supposed to be in charge of something at church, and she called one of the members. She goes, I don't have COVID. She's had COVID 2 or 3 times. She goes, but I'm sick on my deathbed because I've got flus, colds, vomiting, diarrhea. I don't think I should come to church. Thank you for that one, you know. But how many times in our world around us don't little things happen that can derail us? And yet God continually comes to us, sometimes in a powerful voice, but in most times doesn't he come in a still, small voice and say, Lord, John, Billy, Joey, I still love you. I still care for you. And I will provide for you. Zechariah and Haggai. Maybe not those names, but provide for you those resources that you need to stay in the still and the narrow. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.